Okay, before we begin though, there is actually a rebound as part of this communion service, but what we will do is we'll rebound first. You know, this is part of a lesson, and then there's actually a rebound built into the communion service.
Okay, 就是这个圣餐的这个仪式呢，所以我们也会按照这个顺序，先从反弹开始，然后再求取圣餐。
Okay, this is a presentation that Max Klein wrote up for his classes, and this is like a format or like an example of a communion service.
这个是 Max Klein 牧师呢，他为他的这所有的学生们所准备的一个。 一个仪式的一个过程，所以我们以后都可以用这个方式来求取圣餐。Every
church has a slightly different way of doing the communion service.
因为每一个教会呢，它都有一点点不一样的方式来求取圣餐。But
just like the water baptism, any ritual that you do is meaningless unless you understand the meaning behind it all.
就像我们的受洗用水洗的这个仪式一样的，如果我们不了解这个仪式的真正的内涵，所有的仪式都变成没有意义。And
as far as the church age goes, there are only two rituals which have been given to the church which we practice, and one is the water baptism and the other is the communion service.
在教会时代，所有的这个仪式其实只有两件事情是 被一直这样流传下来给大家要遵守的，一个就是受洗的水洗仪式，一个就是求取圣餐的仪式。Yeah,
and the baptism is just like a one-time, the water baptism, that's just a one-time process. But the communion service, we're actually commanded to do this on a fairly regular basis.
对于水洗的洗礼仪式呢，它对每一个基督徒来讲，它这辈子大概都只做一次的。 但是呢，对于圣餐来说，我们的圣餐的求取是希望被圣经教导我们要在一个稳定固定的一个时间内，每一次要固定的重复的做。Okay,
but before we go further, so we'll name our sins quickly now, and again we'll have another rebound as we go through this.
我们还是呢，按照我们平常上课的习惯，先做我们的反弹，然后等一下在这个圣餐的仪式中还会有一个反弹。好，我们现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we can come together today.
感谢天父让我们能够在今天聚在一起。
We pray that as we focus on the message, including this communion service, that we will be able to understand the true meaning behind it.
我们求取天父帮助我们能够非常专注的在所有的这个讯息中，包含在这个圣餐的求取的仪式中间的学习。
And so we give thanks for this time in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们感谢有这个时间，因着我们主耶稣基督之圣名。Amen. Amen.
Okay, so I'll read through this in English, and you can translate as best as you can. So, now the word communion service, communion really just means to come together.
有关这个圣餐这个字，它的这个英文字，它其实的意义就是大家聚在一起。
Some people call it the Lord's Supper.
有人把它称之为主的晚餐。I
think in the Catholic Church, they call it taking the sacraments.
在天主教里面呢，是把它当作是取牺牲的。
Yes, sacraments. It's just another word, meaning the elements, I guess, that like the bread and the grape juice. That's what the sacraments are.
Sacrament, is it something about sacrifice?
Sacred, actually, it comes from being sacred.
Sacred, 圣, yeah. 所以这其实他讲的就是我们中文说的那个圣餐的意思。Okay,
we're just reading through what Max has written down here now.
好，我们现在就来念 Max Klein 牧师他所写出来的有关这个圣餐的仪式的文字。Okay,
the communion service is actually a test to see if you love Christ.
圣餐的这个仪式其实是真的要测试我们是不是真的爱主。Can
you concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ long enough to remember him in obedience to his command? Keep on doing this in remembrance of me.
那他其实在测试我们呢，是看我们能不能够专注于我们的主耶稣基督，然后而且呢，常常记得要顺服他的任何的指令。
Yeah.
并且呢，重复的 记得要做，要记得我们的主耶稣。
Many believers cannot obey this command because they are ignorant of the pertinent, which means the relative doctrines or the related doctrines, and this is tragic.
好，那很多的这个信徒呢，并不能够顺服于这个命令，因为他们呢，基本上是忽略了部分的圣经教义，而这个呢，其实是一个悲剧。
Okay, see, we're told to do this communion service in remembrance, which means thinking about Jesus Christ and everything that he's done. But if you haven't learned the Bible, how can you have any memories about that?
当我们在求取圣餐的时候，我们在吃圣餐的时候，其实都在要想要回忆所有耶稣基督为我们的牺牲奉献。但是如果你没有在读圣经，你怎么知道他的牺牲奉献是什么？
Therefore, they cannot worship because those who worship him must worship by the agency, which means the filling of the Holy Spirit, and by means of truth. That's John 4:24.
因此呢，他们这些并不了解这个圣餐意义的人呢，他其实是没有办法敬拜的，因为要敬拜耶稣基督是必须要在圣灵充满的情况下，也就是要有真理的情况下。在他们的心中
occupation. Now, occupation means total focus, 100% focus with the Lord Jesus Christ during the communion service is the ultimate function of worship.
而真正呢，在这个圣餐过程中，最终极的这个敬拜呢，是要让耶稣基督呢，他能够完全的在我们脑中占有。
This is a very important statement because it relates to occupation with Christ. Remember, that's the number 10 problem-solving device.
要记得就是在我们十个解决问题的方法中的有一个是最重要的，就是让耶稣基督充满在我们的脑中。
It's the occupation with Christ. That's the ultimate goal, really, in the spiritual life. And we get a taste of that, I guess, you know, just for a small moment in time when we do the communion service.
而在我们一个所谓属灵生命中呢，最重要的事情就是让耶稣基督能够充满在我们的灵魂中。而这件事情呢，在我们吃圣餐的时候，我们稍微就是尝到了一点点那种圣灵充满、耶稣基督充满于我们心中的那个滋味。
The Lord instituted, which means established or began, the communion service in a previous dispensation, which means in a previous time, before the church age. So really, the Lord began this communion service before the church age.
好，因为我们的主耶稣基督呢，是在整个教会时期开始前，啊，做了这样子一个圣餐的仪式，让我们学习。
And it was in the upper room. That's where they had the Last Supper, if you remember. In the upper room where he commanded, keep on doing this in memory of me.
而且大家应该都还记得在最后的晚餐的时候呢，在那个楼上，耶稣基督呢，跟他的十二个门徒说，持续的这样做来纪念我。
Love demands memory.
而爱是需要记忆的。
You know, you have to have thoughts and memories about the person because how can you focus on somebody if you have no knowledge? And knowledge is really memories. That's what knowledge is.
而如果你不能够有对这个人的任何的记忆跟他的了解的话，你如何继续爱他？
Just to give an example, we saw the movie The Notebook many years ago. There's a very famous movie came out, and this couple were getting very old, and the woman got Alzheimer's disease. She couldn't remember the husband.
有一部电影，就是有一位得到这个失忆症的女生，她跟她先生之间的相处，后来她这个女主角就越来越失去记忆了，甚至她没有办法记得她的先生。
In the movie, it sort of showed them coming up from a very young age when they first met, and all the happy years they'd had as a married couple. They loved each other very much.
那部电影基本上是从他们两夫妻从很小认识，一路上相爱。然后结婚，所有的这些很重要的事件也都有在这电影里面陈述。
But as the woman was very old, and yeah, she got Alzheimer's to the state where she could not even remember her husband.
而当这个女生在年纪老的时候呢，她得到阿兹海默症，让她连她先生都不记得了。
And when the husband came into the room where she was staying in like a hospital type thing, she was really scared. Who is this man? What's he's coming over, he's trying to kiss me.
然后当这个先生到这个医院来看他太太的时候，他太太居然会吓到说，哎，这个人是谁？他怎么来这么接近我，还甚至是要亲我。
It's very sad because, you know, the husband loved the wife very much, but now she didn't even recognize him.
这是一个非常悲惨的一个状态，因为这个先生当然非常爱他的太太，但是他太太根本不记得他。
But it does go to prove the point that love requires memory.
这个故事其实就已经很明显的告诉我们，爱是必须要有记忆。
So that woman could not love her husband because she couldn't even remember him. In her mind, she didn't even know him.
而这个女生呢，她根本上没有对她先生的记忆，她如何爱她先生
？Okay, but for us, like the more we know about Jesus Christ, which comes through our Bible studies and remembering what we've learned, the more we can focus on Him.
所以在我们对神的爱，对耶稣基督的爱，是需要经由我们不断的从圣经的课重新的学习他的思维以及对他的记忆。
Okay, and the last statement in this paragraph says.Therefore, Jesus Christ has given to his royal family, remember we're a royal family here, this way of remembering him, meaning this communion service.
好，所以在这一段文章的最后一句话说，因此呢，耶稣基督呢，给了他的这个荣耀家族这个方式来记忆他。
The Lord explained the bread as representing his body and the cup, meaning the grape juice, as representing his work on the cross.
好，所以呢我们的主呢，他说明这个面饼是代表了他的身体，而这个杯呢，里面的葡萄汁呢，是代表了他在十字架上为我们所做的工。
Yeah, remember, we also talk about the work of Christ on the cross. We have the words the blood of Christ. It's not talking about his physical blood. It's talking about his work upon the cross.
所以我们要了解，就是我们讲的说，这个为耶稣在上了十字架为我们流的血，这个不是真的血，而是指的是这整个事工。
Yeah, this is where you can have a false doctrine come out, like in the Catholic Church. They think that when you take of these elements, like you're taking of the grape juice, that you're actually drinking the blood of Christ, which has been magically turned into grape juice in the glass. So somehow they actually think this is the blood of Christ we're drinking in the communion service.
所以当天主教有一种错误的教导哈，就是把当我们在饮这个饮杯里面的葡萄汁的时候呢，天主教把它当作呢，它其实我们是在饮的是耶稣基督的血，这是一个错误的教导。
Now this is just ridiculous.
这是很错误、很奇怪的教导。
There's another sort of ridiculous statement they have in the Catholic Church is that when Jesus ascended into heaven, they said that somebody had picked up his blood.From his when he was on the cross, and he had it in a bowl, and he carried this bowl up to heaven, this bowl of blood, to give to God the Father.
Who did?
That's what the Catholic Churches say.
那个听说在那个天主教的那个仪式中，他们还有一种想法是说，就是当耶稣他在十字架上的时候，他流下来的血是有人把他接住，然后当耶稣上天的时候，还一起这一盆血还一起带上天去。
Yeah, and
这也是一个很奇怪的说法。
That's not biblical at all.
这绝对不是这个圣经教义里面的意思。
Okay, but if you don't understand the doctrine about the blood of Christ, then really you cannot understand what the grape juice represents.
所以如果你不了解这个耶稣为我们上十字架的事工的意义的话，你根本就不了解这个葡萄汁的意义。
Okay, but really, the blood of Christ, if ever you hear that term, that relates to his 6 hours upon the cross, and actually the 3 hours from, remember, midday to 3 p.m. when he was taking the punishment for the sins of the world. That's what the blood of Christ represents.
Not from 9.
He was on the cross from 9 o'clock, but the punishment began at 12. That's when God the Father put the cloud upon him and started punishing him.
And then he stayed there for another three hours,
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so the blood of Christ represents from actually 12 o'clock.So that was midday to 3 p.m., those 3 hours when the sins of the world were put on Jesus, and Jesus was judged for the sins of the world.
所以当我们讲到这个十字架 的血，它所代表的事工是指的是耶稣他九点就上十字架，但是从12点的时候乌云密布，然后天父把所有的罪都放在他身上，所以从12点到下午3点他去世，这三个小时 耶稣基督为我们做的事工是代表这个葡萄汁 的意义。
Okay, the bread represents the perfect integrity of the humanity of Jesus Christ in hypostatic union. That means as the God-man.
然后呢，这个面包呢，代表的是耶稣他完美的人性的这一个面相，以及呢，在耶稣基督他是又是人神人的这个角色。
Okay, eating the bread represents our having believed inHim. And eating is a non-meritorious function, and so it is with faith. Well, give the first sentence first. So it says, eating the bread represents having believed in him.
好，所以呢，当我们在吃这个饼的时候呢，它代表了是我们相信他。
Now, here we have the word in the next sentence. Eating is a non-meritorious function, which means there's nothing...clever, or there's nothing great, or nothing you can be arrogant about eating. See, merit means that you've done something to deserve praise. You probably won't find it in the dictionary, though. See, if something is meritorious, it means, oh, you can say, good job, you've done well. You studied hard, you trained hard, you're very disciplined, and now you passed the test or something. See, if something has merit...If there's merit involved, it really means goodness. There's some kind of a special goodness, or something that makes it different from everybody else.
So?
Okay, but eating, you don't have to be a clever person, you don't have to study at university, you don't have to be good to eat. Everybody can eat. Mm-hmm. So we say there's no merit, there's nothing worthy about eating. Mm-hmm. Explaining the relationship, when you believe in Jesus Christ...You don't have to be good, you don't have to be clever, you don't have to be anything special.
所以吃这个饼呢，它并不是经由一个好像我们有什么特殊，或者是我们有功，好等等，它其实是因着有信心。
Yeah, see, the bread represents Christ, and when you believed in Christ, you just said, I believed, and this gives you your eternal life.
当我们去相信耶稣基督的时候，只要我们说我们信，然后你就得到了永生。
Did you have to be good?
你需要是一个好人吗？
Did you have to be intelligent?
你需要是一个聪明的人吗？
Did you have to do anything special?
你需要做什么特别有功的事吗？
You did nothing.
你什么也没做。
See, this is called non-meritorious.
所以这就是所谓的无功，不需要有功。
Okay, I think that sounds right. And it's the same when you eat. You know, because when you eat, you put food into your mouth and your body's natural function, you chew the food and you can have life just by eating.
当我们吃东西的时候，任何食物进到我们身体里面，它进到身体里面，它就可以变成你身体的营养，你就有了生命。
You recognize that you're hungry, so you put food in your mouth because you're a bit hungry, and you believe that by putting the food in your mouth and swallowing it, you're going to live.
所以呢，当你因为要生命，你吃了食物，它就吸收，然后你就有了生命。
And that's how we can see the relationship between the bread of the communion and Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life.
所以呢，这个让我们能够联想出耶稣基督的身体。是那个饼，而我们吃了那个饼，我们就得到生命。我们就是因着耶稣基督而有了我们的生命。
But when we talk about Jesus being the bread of life, you know, we're talking about eternal life, of course.
所以当我们说耶稣基督代表的是 bread of life, 就是生命之饼，这个指的生命是指的是永生的生命。
So when you eat of the bread, you are saying, I have believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior.
所以当你呢？吃这个饼的时候呢，你其实就在说，我是相信耶稣基督是我的救主。
And when you drink of the cup, it's also a non-meritorious function and demonstrates faith.
而当你呢喝这个杯呢，也同样是不需要有功就能够得到，而是代表着我们的信心。
All kinds of people can swallow liquid, so anyone can drink, whether they are good or bad.
因为任何一个人都是可以喝任何的东西，不论你是好人或坏人。
Just as the bread represents his perfect humanity, so the cup represents his saving work on the cross.
这个饼呢，代表了他的完美的人性，就是耶稣基督完美的人性。同时，这个杯呢，也代表他的 在十字架上救赎的功。
Therefore, when you meditate on the communion elements, your thoughts should be completely focused on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当你呢在这整个圣餐的敬拜过程中呢，你的思维必须完全的专注于耶稣基督。
Now, this is reading from 1 Corinthians 11:26 here.
这是从哥林多前书11章26节。
Okay, for as often as you eat this bread or the cup, you proclaim or you declare the Lord's death until he comes.
所以呢，每次当你吃这饼、喝这杯，你呢，基本上都是在宣告耶稣基督的死，直到他再来。
The Christian is commanded to celebrate in the Eucharist. Oh, here's another word for communion service, Eucharist, which means giving thanks, actually.
而对于一个基督徒来说呢，同时也是我们被命令说要去欢庆对于神的感谢。
Okay, and we celebrate through that. And the word here, substitutive, which comes the word substitute, atonement. So remember, Jesus Christ took our place. He was our substitute on the cross. So that's really what we're celebrating. The substitutive atonement is a word that means Jesus Christ took your place on the cross to take the punishment for your sins.
而且我们之所以欢庆呢，是因为耶稣基督为我们而死，带我们上了十字架。
And we celebrate until the church age comes to a close, which means that to the finish of the church age at the rapture.
而且我们同时呢也庆贺耶稣基督直到教会时期结束，而在我们被提的时候。
Okay, and then in the next verse it says, Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, which means out of fellowship, means you haven't named your sins,or even unbelievers, actually, they shall be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
而如果呢，任何一个人呢，他在吃这饼、喝这杯的时候呢，他所了解的并不是在一个正确的状态中，而且他呢还带着罪，而因此呢抵触了这个神圣的饼与杯。
I could bring up the Chinese, but I think you're doing okay here.The body of the Lord represents his perfect humanity. Okay, and actually the body of the Lord, meaning the bread here.
这个饼就是耶稣的身体呢，代表了完美的人性。
And his blood represents the perfect work on the cross.
而这个杯里面的血，也就是代表了他在十架上完美的功。
Okay, and when the believer participates in the communion service out of fellowship, he sins against the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
而当一个参与的一个信徒，在参与这个圣餐的信徒，如果他无法与神连结，他的罪，他的罪呢，就与耶稣的在十架上的功抵触。
Okay, and it says in verse 28, as a man must examine himself, means check inside your soul for this, any sins that you've done and name in your sins. See, this verse is saying you need to rebound.
所以呢，任何一个人在吃这个饼、饮这个杯，都要先非常的专注于确认他自己没有在罪里面。也就是说，这时候我们其实是必须要再做一个反弹。
Okay, so we'll do another quick rebound, and then we'll take over the cup himself.
所以我们很快的再做一个这个反弹认罪，然后我们再开始。
So what we'll do now, we'll go into the service. You should have your grape juice prepared. What I want you to do now, just spend a minute just concentrating on the doctrines about Jesus Christ and his work on the cross.
好，我们现在先大家先准备那个饼，然后从让我们所有的专注力都想着耶稣基督在十架上为我们受死的状态。
Okay, just reading now from 1 Corinthians 11:23.
好，我们现在来读哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took the bread.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
And giving thanks, he broke it and said, Take this, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体。为你们舍得，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Let's do that now.
我们现在吃饼。
And in 1 Corinthians 11:25, after the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood.
哥林多前书十一章二十五节，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Okay, so let's take of the cup now, and you can think about Christ's work on the cross on your behalf.
然后我们现在拿起杯来思考耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的工。
Let us now partake of the cup, the blood of Christ.
我们先来喝这个杯。
Father, so we give thanks to you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们感谢天父以及我们耶稣基督。
We give thanks that we can participate in this ceremony, knowing the true meaning.
而且让我们能够在参与这样子的圣餐仪式的时候，也了解真正真实的意义。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
感谢奉主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.